Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And as always, I've got some knowledge to share with you, some wisdom that I did not invent. I did not come up with this on my own. I just observed. I helped some people, gave them some feedback. They went back to their laboratory called their life, came back and reported me every week for multiple years. And then I started to find out that a lot of us have a lot of similar patterns and habits in common. And that's not just for us parents. So I did an episode not too long ago called The Less You Freak Out, The More You Find Out. Now in this episode, I talked about, the whole point of this episode was talking to a mother, and she has this issue with freaking out. So when she freaks out on her kids, by the way, this episode is episode 101, so just a few episodes back. She had a habit of freaking out on her kids. She was a good talker. She was intimidating. And she noticed that after, I don't know, a year or so of working with me and with their family, she noticed that when she freaks out on the kids for some odd reason, they get really tight-lipped. They don't want to share a lot of personal information. Or she would say they share information that is missing truth inside the information. Yes, that's right. They sometimes lie. They get backed up against a corner. They start to freak out and they start to lie, or they'll clam up. They won't share anything. Either of those reactions that this woman's kids had or have are not good. She'd prefer them to open up and share more with her. And so in this episode, I just talked about that story and about how, you know, the more you blow up and the more you freak out, the less you'll find out. And I got an email from a teenager telling me that they liked the episode and it was a great episode. However, I should also do a similar episode, but for teens. Because this teenager had a very interesting observation. Now this teenager is 17 years old, so that they're at the later stages of teenage years, and they are definitely the type of teenager that wants freedom. They do not want to be constrained by their parents' thoughts, feelings, and opinions. And by the way, I'm not saying they have a beef with their parent, this particular teen, just, you know, they're getting older. They want to be independent, as they should be more independent. And so the story goes, is they told me in the email, said, hey, you know, love the episode. However, it's true on the other side of the fence too. And so what they meant by that is teenagers, and by the way, this teenager shared experiences where, and a lot of you teenagers listening to this can relate to this and will relate to this. And even parents listening to this know that this is true. As your teenagers get older, they want more information. They want a seat at the adult table, no longer just the kids' table. They want to be eavesdropping on conversations, and they start to get curious about what their parents are talking about, what their parents are doing. Now, this same teenager wrote an email, said that they had struggled with freaking out when their parents would tell them some things. And they noticed that because of that reputation or that the habit that they had of freaking out, and that obviously came with the reputation that, oh man, I would tell my teenager something, but if they're going to freak out, if they're going to get emotional, be pissed off or angry, then I'm just going to keep those things hidden from them for their own good. And also for, you know, the parent's ease, you know, the parent doesn't have to deal with the heartache and all those different types of things coming from long conversations of your kids hearing things that they can't handle. And then they freak out, they have demands, they have issues with it. Well, this teenager's point was so good that I said, you know, let me talk about it from a teenager perspective. So for all you teenagers out there, listen up very closely, because I'm not going to tell you something that is like a diss on you. I'm not going to say that you're a bad teenager. I'm not going to tell you that, you know, you're doing anything wrong. I'm just going to give you a little OG therapy, which is not real therapy. It's just an approach of how do you make choices in conversations and in interactions with people that are going to give that relationship a chance to grow, flourish, and expand. versus things that you could say to piss off someone in the conversation, to make a relationship more difficult, to make it more challenging, more complex, and then it's going to make your life a lot more stressful, more headaches, more looking over your shoulder, wondering, you know, what's going on around you. I would like you guys to obviously do the former. I want you guys to be able to have the ability to, when you want information from your parents, when you want them to take you seriously, when you want them to give you adult responsibilities. Now, I know some teenagers may be thinking, I don't want adult responsibilities. Well, that's the trade-off, you guys. If you want adult freedom, and if you want adult the ability to speak on things and to have respect and people to take some time to sit back and listen to what you're saying, if you want to have the ability to influence the adults and other people in your life, specifically your parents, then I suggest you take my advice I'm about to share with you, or my suggestion I'm about to share with you. And it's very clear, because the teenager already said it and I already mentioned it in the email the teenager sent to me. And that is, when you as a teenager act like a typical teenager — when I use the word typical, that's not a generous statement, that's an insult. If you're acting like the teenagers that you hate — come on, teenagers, I hear from you guys all the time about how annoying kids are at school. If you're a senior, the freshmen, sophomores at school, you're just like, ugh, right? If you're a junior, or if you're in middle school and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm in middle school, these dang sevies — apparently they call seventh graders sevies now — these sevies are so annoying, this and that. Well, yeah, because you're in eighth grade. It's annoying to deal with someone who lacks the knowledge and information and experiences that you have. I get it. But if you freak out when your parents tell you things, or when they give you information that you're not happy with, if your first initial reaction is to freak out — now, freaking out could be, what, that's not fair, it's so stupid, getting angry and yelling. It could be like, fine, it's okay, I don't care about it anyways. And you run off into the other room, slam some doors. There's lots of ways to freak out. There's lots of ways to become emotional, and there's lots of ways to be unreasonable when hearing something that you don't like. But the only way for you guys to get the respect, the admiration, and most importantly, better information from your parents — in other words, getting a seat at the adult table — you're going to have to curb your enthusiasm, meaning you have to pump the brakes, you have to slow down your reaction so that it's not so intense, it's not so personal, and you're not jumping to conclusions, placing blame on your parents. You do not want to attack people and then expect them to want to give you what you want and to work with you and negotiate with you. If you want to influence someone, if you want someone to consider things you're about to say, you probably shouldn't start off with a, why'd you do that? What did I ever do to you? How come I never get a chance to hang out with my friends? How come you're always pissed off at me? Those types of things, you may not think that's a freak out. But if we reverse that, teenagers, and if you heard your parents say things like that, it'd sound like this. Why didn't you do your homework? Like, how many times do I have to tell you to clean your room? You, as a teenager, would think your parents freaking out over something that didn't cause anyone to lose their life. Come on, teenagers, how many times have you heard your parents freak out about you not doing something, and you're like, easy there, slow down. You acted like I just freaking committed a major crime, like I committed a felony, like I mugged some old lady in the middle of an alley or something. I stole candy from a child, or, you know, I robbed a liquor store. Well, I hope you wouldn't rob a liquor store. Anyways, you get the point I'm making. Robbed a toy store. Whatever it is, you guys, that you have been getting pissed off about your parents freaking out about, when they freak out, you're going to withhold information. Your brain's going to be like, note to self, they're probably not capable of handling any more truth, so let's lie, let's withhold information from them, because their behavior shows that they just can't take reality. Well, if we flip that around, you guys, and if you are freaking out, or in other words, if you're getting easily upset, if you're being very reactive to what things your parents are telling you or telling you have to do, then when it's your time to want to get them to be open and honest with you, it's going to be hard for them to do it. In fact, many parents have told me they would like to have the conversation with their kids, but their kids can't handle that sort of truth. Just like many teenagers have told me, I wish I could tell my parents what's really going on in my life, and they want me to trust them, and they tell me I can trust them. But last time I told them, they freaked out. So I made a note and made a point to not tell them really personal information more because it could severely backfire. So, teenagers, go to your parents, tell your parents you're sorry. You're sorry for freaking out in the past. You're sorry for being emotionally unstable at times when they've given you bad news or told you things you didn't want to hear. Now, you guys, when you go and tell your parents this, yes, they will have a look of shock, bewilderment, and possibly give you those skeptical hippo eyes, like those, what's going on? Is they gonna ask me for money or anything like that? But instead of you asking them for money, instead of you just telling them that, you realize you've been emotional and unreasonable at times to try to manipulate them to give you something, instead of doing that, you're going to end after you tell them your apology and why you're sorry and you realize you've been doing that. But you're going to end with saying, you may think that this is weird that I'm apologizing to you, but I actually was listening to this podcast recently. And the podcast started off telling parents, like, hey, don't freak out on your kids. If you don't freak out on your kids, then they're probably not going to be as scared to tell you really personal, important things. And then when they do tell you really personal, important things, still don't freak out. Sit there, play it cool. Don't have really any opinions or things to comment. Just listen to them and, maybe tell them, man, this sounds like it's hard for you. Like, oh man, like if I were you, I'd be really stressed and struggling about that too. Just validate all their feelings and just kind of hang out there for a little bit. Don't be in such a hurry to get to parent mode and get to, okay, great. Now that you confessed all these things to me, let me tell you about how dangerous this could be to you in your life. Let me lecture you about all these other things. Parents, if your kids are coming and telling you really sensitive information that's personal and they're obviously scared that you're going to freak out on them or ground them and get in trouble with them. Even if it is something you have to discipline, even if it is something you can't just let slide, deal with that later. Give them all the compliments. Thank them for sharing the information with you. Just try to put yourself in their shoes for a little bit and just kind of hang out there for a little bit and not be so quick to react and jump to conclusions about whatever it is they're saying. This teenager that sent me this email, very wise teenager, has been through a lot. And definitely made it known to me that the secret that they have used to be able to get their parents to ask them their opinions about serious family decisions. Now, if you have parents that are fighting, if you have parents that are going through a job change, if you have parents that have huge life decisions, it can be kind of scary because your parents are showing you that they're not 100% confident. They're not sure if they're going to make it work. They're not. Like, yeah, if your parents are going through some sort of relationship struggles, maybe in their marriage, or maybe your parents are divorced and they're dating someone, whatever it is, when your parents are stressed out and they're worried and they are looking for someone to bounce their thoughts and fears and worries off of, that could actually be you sometimes. Now, no parent out there intentionally wants to get their kids in the middle of their life. But you're there, you're already seeing everything going on. So at times, parents are gonna hope and wish that they can vent or share some things with you. Now, to the parents listening to this, I'm not referring to really deep personal information like it's like one of your buddies or girlfriends, and you tell them all these details about things that your kids shouldn't have details about. What I am referring to is that if there's serious concerns for the future of the family, and if there's things specifically choice and decisions that need to be made, I think it's good to get feedback from the managers of the company. Because as parents, you're the owners. Teenagers, you guys are the managers. You guys are running a lot of the day-to-day operations. And so because of that, I want your parents to see you as future owners of the business and currently, managing the company, and the company's the family business, in case you didn't pick up on that. When you see your kids starting to take on responsibilities, having a more mature response and not reacting so quickly, that's usually a person you're going to try to test and give them little bits and pieces of information. You're going to try to see what exactly is it that they can handle and what type of information should they have and should they know? Because that information, by them knowing and having it, they might be able to add insight, share their thoughts and feelings about something. And that insight that they offer from a different perspective, especially from a younger teen's perspective, that could be revolutionary for the family. That could really help the family in so many ways. And if you're listening to this as a parent, and hopefully you're not thinking this, but if you're thinking like, how's my kid going to help out the family? Well, let's start off with this. by not causing more drama. That could help out the family. So if you encourage your kids to tell you the truth and to be open and honest with you, I think it should go both ways. They should be encouraging you to be open and honest with them. And if you think they can't handle the truth, teenagers, tell your parents, say, listen, I may have freaked out before. That's the apology I was talking about. I may have jumped to conclusions. However, I know that, you know, if you're going to trust me and tell me like a lot of stuff that you guys have going on and thoughts and feelings and decisions you have to make, which I want to know what's going on. I want to have a say in my own family. The only way for me to get that respect from you is I'm going to have to show more maturity, that I'm not going to freak out over little things. Because just like kids aren't going to tell their parents big, deep secrets if their parents are freaking out over them because they didn't take out the trash that day. Same thing with, you know, with parents. You know, if parents see their kids freaking out because they just had to take out the trash or do two chores that day, parents are going to be a little hesitant and maybe even completely reluctant to share more impersonal and important information that they could actually really use your feedback on. They could really use your insight and information on. So teenagers out there, do your best. And when I say do your best, apologize to your parents for freaking out in the past. Tell your parents that you're making it a point over the holidays. It is a holiday, technically, the whole summer's a holiday. But tell your parents that, you know, you realize in the past that you freaked out. And, you know, if you're freaking out, if someone's freaking out to you, you're not going to be totally honest with them. And you want your parents to be honest with you, and you want your parents to tell you what's going on. So if this whole entire summer, you're going to be working on not freaking out, not being too reactive, and ask them if they had also work on trying to share some things with you that maybe in the past they believed you're too young to know or too young to be a part of those conversations. You guys, if both teenagers and parents do that, there will be a whole lot better communication and conversations in the summertime that could lead to real solutions to making sure the next school year is better than the past one. All right, you guys, until next time, thank you as always for following us here on OG Therapy. You can follow us on Instagram at OG.therapy, on TikTok at OG Therapy Podcast, on YouTube on OG Therapy. And if you are rich enough to spend $5 a month and would like to donate to us and what we're doing here, you can sign up for our Patreon account, and it's $5, as I said. And you get, 2.5 years of video footage and content of every single one of these episodes that I do. We do the video on Patreon. And on top of that, not only do we do the video on Patreon, we put up, there's past episodes. I used to do lots of episodes that were just only on Patreon. Those exclusive episode content is going to still be on Patreon. All you got to do is go to www.patreon.com/OG Therapy, and you'll be able to hear all those episodes and see all the episodes as well. Like this episode right now, if you want to watch the episode, it's on Patreon. You can watch it. So until next time, you guys, just remember, when life's got you down, saying, please, Lord, please, down, begging on your knees, just remember, you can pray Buddha, Allah, whoever your highest powers, you can pray, ask them for all the help, but you can also press play and listen to your OGs. Until next time, be cool.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.